As the drought and tough winter are coming to an end and livestock prices are rising, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is here to bring you up-to-date news of agriculture, livestock sales, and a classified ad section for you to find what you need and sell what you don't. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. To place an ad or subscribe to the weekly newspaper, call 800-967-967. 1647, or visit us at WILR.net. Thank you.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's the Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cowmercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it. Yeah. We promised these folks some music.
Oh, yeah.
From Hot Club of Cowtown.
Tappity tap.
Yeah, betcha. Time changes everything.
There was a time when I thought of no other. And we sang our own love's refrain. Our hearts beat as one as we had our fun. But time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone and there's blue skies again. 'Cause time changes everything.
Time does change everything.
It certainly does.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Time wounds all heals.
And flies are fun when you're catching time or something like that.
You're thinking of the Kermit the Frog quote.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Time is fun when you're having flies.
Having flies, yeah.
Absolutely. What time is it?
It is
mud season.
Oh,
that's what time it is. You know what? It's time for spring. For heaven's sakes, that's what time it is.
Oh, you want spring, do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have it one afternoon, and then we'll go straight to summer.
I think it'll be a whole day this year?
I doubt it. Never does. Every once in a while, we make a day of it, pack a lunch.
Yeah. On a weekend, maybe?
Yeah, make a whole day out of spring. Well, I'm sick of winter.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
It's time for the new season.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Well, let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Ooh,
then.
What you got?
Yeah, let's go riding with Jim. Well, it's been years now, and I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to rewrite the end. I fret, and I ponder. Most often I wonder if I'll ever be as good a cowboy as my friend. See, friends come and go, as does every foe, but certain people touch your lives forever. Jim was a horseman, Unlike most men, and a better farrier I've never seen ever. Well, he was old and grizzled, and his blood sizzled if I wasn't paying attention to his advice. He taught me all that he could recall about horses and shoeing at least twice, but I was young and awfully high-strung. I didn't have time to listen to his stories. I had to ride fast and not be the last to tout my own accomplishments and glories. Of course, I was never one to ever be outdone. I was so full of myself, cocky and young. I knew it all back then, but that was when my wits weren't near as sharp as my tongue. So I did my own thing, never really wondering what was missing in my life back then. And it wasn't till later my ego would crater and I'd become teachable again. My oats I kept sowing, not ever knowing that God had sent Jim to make me a better man. So he took him away, one cold spring day, and I was left alone to do the best that I can. Well, I never did think that he'd die on the brink of me becoming the cowboy that I should. But it was too late. I'd sealed my own fate and would have to venture alone into manhood. Well, I knew that I couldn't break down and cry or let others see how deeply I was hurt. I felt ashamed, and myself I blamed for this old cowboy that lay cold in the dirt. Many times he tried before the day he died to teach me what he had learned from life's travails, but I didn't take time. See, my life was mine. What could I possibly learn from his stories and tales? Well, now I feel cheated for the way that I treated riding with that old cowboy as a chore, and still I pray that somehow, some way, I could go riding with Jim just once more. And periodically I'm given that chance while still living to sit horseback once again with Jim. When I fall into a deep, almost comatose sleep, God allows a brief rendezvous with him. Now, I know it's just a dream, but to me it sure seems just as real as the first day we rode together. We don't ever talk. We just ride and walk, enjoying the Quakies, the sage, and each other. We ride up Fall Creek where the willows are real thick and the untouched water cascades down. A doe and a fawn bound effortlessly on, we're partnered up and we're miles from town. Then the sun peeks over and spots this old drover and illuminates his face from under his hat. And his peaceful look, like the cover of a book, shows his contentment for where he is at. See, he is astride Big Joe. And we all know that that big old steed was his favorite mount. With his rawhide hack and his slicker on back, we ride as cows and blessings we count. And as the dew burns off, I hear a cow cough, and Jim sets out for the top of a draw. I tag alongside, our horses in stride, and we gather that rogue without a flaw. We ride all day, gathering mavericks and strays. And I know any minute this is gonna end. So I hold on tight. This couldn't be more right. But the home corral is just around the bend. Now, I don't want to wake. But as the new day breaks, the stock's waiting for me in the morning light. But first I thank God, and I give Jim a nod for that wonderful ride we took that night. Now, I know it don't sound much like a vision or such, but it helps till the next visit to be had. And I'm proud to say, in a boastful kind of way, that old cowboy was my mentor and my dad. You see, I took much for granted, but the seed he planted, and now I cherish each and every ride. My heart is still hurting, but this I am certain. Jim and Big Joe are waiting on the other side.
Yep. Ooh, my favorite.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, a good and classic.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Don Edwards.
Oh, my favorite. Yeah. What's he singing this week?
Hard times in the country.
Well, there sure is, isn't there?
Come all you good people, wherever you be. I'll sing you a song, it's a sad tragedy. Everybody's grabbing for that pie in the sky, and they're cheating each other, and I'll tell you why. It's hard times in the country. It's hard times, I know. It's hard times in the country. Everywhere that I go, since cheating and lying's all of the fashion, I believe in my soul it'll ruin the whole nation. We fought and we died for the land of the free. Now the home of the brave is all ate up with greed. And it's hard times in the country. Hard times, I know. It's hard times in the country. Everywhere that I go. Now there's the politicians in Washington, D.C. They've civilized freedom till there ain't nothing free. Liars and thieves, corrupt to the core. I don't know about you, I ain't taking it no more. And it's hard times in the country. It's hard times, I know. It's hard times in the country. Everywhere that I go. Republicrats and Democrats, it ain't no surprise. They'll rob you and cheat you right out of your eyes. Left wing or right wing, I've got this to say. They're just two wings of the same bird of prey. And it's hard time in the country. It's hard times, I know. It's hard times in the country. Everywhere that I go. Now our backs are up against the wall. We must take a stand, we have no choice at all. There's nowhere to run, and there's nowhere to hide. We must take back our country before America dies. 'Cause it's hard times in the country. It's hard, oh Lord, ain't it hard? And it's hard times in the country. Everywhere that I go. Now this is a warning, and I hope you'll take heed. You've got to fight for your freedom if you want to live free. God bless America, and let the truth sing. Tell them all to go to hell, and let freedom ring. It's hard times in the country. Lord, oh Lord, ain't it hard? It's hard time in the country. Everywhere that I go. It's hard times in the country. It's hard times, I know. Hard time in the country. Everywhere that I go.
Man, I like that song, and I tell you what, that is apropos for what's going on right now, isn't it?
It's sad, but true,
Hey, we need to ditch out to a commercial. Well, that's what time it is.
Oh, yeah. What time
is it? And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Hey, if you need to know what's going on in the equine world, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Wrangler. The Wrangler has been serving the equine and rodeo industry for over 34 years. Enjoy reading featured stories about people you know. Subscribe today or read online for free by visiting thewrangler.com. And follow The Wrangler on Facebook for up-to-the-minute news of everything in the equine world.